Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Australia's Gold Coast, we hear from Sister Joan Buckley of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, A Promise from Jesus.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. The Gospel of the Lord. Spiritual writers often warn us about the difference between needs and wants. It is interesting that this little passage from John makes no mention of either our wants nor our needs. Jesus says simply, just ask and receive so that we may be filled with joy. Often, and rightly so, our prayers are filled with our wants and our needs. Many of us in the Western world, sadly, have become so casual about fulfilling our wants and needs. It is just one internet click away and delivered to our doorstep the next day. At the same time, over half the world's population claw and grasp for life's basic necessities, often from garbage heaps. Economic inequality plagues our global community. What is wrong? Have these people just not bothered to ask the Father in Jesus' name? This passage makes us all ponder. We too have serious needs. We ask that a loved one be cured, and then that person dies. We ask for healing of relationships, and the estrangement continues. We ask for a job in order to provide for one's family, and our unemployment persists. We ask for peace and an end to violence in our world, and terrorism and gun sales increase. So what is it that Jesus could be saying to us in this promise? Just ask and receive and be filled with joy. I'm really not sure what Jesus is saying here myself, but I offer here my own reflection. I wonder if Jesus is inviting us to deeper intimacy through contemplation. This word contemplation should not scare us. Being a baptized person means that through our whole lifetime, we are being drawn to come to know Jesus on deeper levels, so as to better carry out the mission of Jesus, that is, spreading love and peace and the good news of the gospel. We are being drawn into a deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus, God, the Holy One, or however we speak about God. Maybe Jesus is inviting us to take time to sit quietly with open hands and hearts, with all of our needs exposed, trusting that the Father will embrace us, just like a needy child on its mother's lap. Being that attentive for a few minutes each day, away from the noise of our busy lives, perhaps then we may become aware of what part we are being asked to play in bringing about the solutions to our prayers and the prayers of our desperate brothers and sisters. Maybe then we may be able to see and hear ways that we can cope through our difficulties. Maybe then we may begin to see how the answers to our asking prayers are actually already unfolding in ways we may have missed. Maybe then we may understand that we have power to change only one person, and that is ourselves. I believe the asking is being present in quiet and solitude, allowing ourselves to receive heaps and heaps of divine love and heaps of joy, which is really peace of heart and mind. Thank you.